Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey. All right, listen, we're having a fucking fire sale of first edition Buttersoft Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. Okay, everything must fucking go. Some of these designs will be gone forever, so make sure you get yours while you can. The promo code is BUTTER. It's a motherfucking fire sale on first edition Buttersoft Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. Go to districtlines.com/IamRapoport. I'm not going to ever sell you some bullshit, okay? The t-shirts are Buttersoft. The more you wash them, the softer they get, okay? All right, this is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb. This is June 15th. We usually don't give the date, but it is June 15th. The Golden State Warriors parade day. I don't know when you're listening to this, but this is the parade day for the world champion 2017 Golden State Warriors. And this is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. My name is Michael Rapoport. They call me the Gringo Mandingo. A.K.A. Cleveland's Most Wanted, A.K.A. The Street Sweeper, A.K.A. Mr. Plunger Man. I'm in here with G. Moody. Last name rhymes with Duty.
Yep.
Losers don't get to pick their nicknames. But this is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast, and we're doing the damn thing. Before we get into the fun and games, I don't want to get too heavy, too quick, but what happened in, down in Virginia was very sad, very scary. And I hope it stops. I don't want to try to pontificate about what happened, but this is nobody's fault, no matter what side of the politics you stand on. This is not okay. And this is a fucking crazy person and yada, yada, yada. I don't have any incredible insight on it. It just is, it's scary. It's upsetting. And I just know we have to acknowledge it because it's just frightening. You have anything to say about that, Moody, before we get into the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast?
I echo your sentiments, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, it's just frightening. It's scary. It's frightening. And it's just crazy people. But this is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. You're about to hear some heat, some fire real quick. And we come back. We're going to do the damn thing. Gerald, you're probably not going to like this. But when we return, I got a phone call from a payphone. This guy calls me from blocked payphones. No numbers. I didn't answer the phone. I got a fucking 5-minute voicemail from Bizarro Steph Curry. So stay with us. Listen to this heat real quick. And then we got Bizarro Steph Curry. I believe he was calling me from East Oakland.
Yo, rap. Yo, this motherfucker don't be answering phones, man. Yo, rap. I'm out here. Oh, yo, motherfucker. I'm on the motherfucking phone, man. With this motherfucker. Come close. What? What you want to do? What you want to do, motherfucker? Back the fuck up. Motherfucker. Fuckers asking me to sign shit. Where's my ring? Motherfucker, I ain't got no motherfucking ring. My hot's the last shit. Come on, man. Told that bitch ass motherfucker Kyrie. Sent that little corny ass motherfucker. Get your motherfucking backpack. Get on the first thing smoking and take your little corny ass back to Cleveland, bitch. With all that razzle dazzle. Corny shit you doing. But you know, we did it. We back, motherfucker. Ha! I seen you show up at the games with the motherfucking broom and shit. Plungers and all that old wild shit. Yo, you foul. Yo, rap, you was bugging the fuck out, man. If I seen you at the game with the motherfucking broom, I would smack that shit out your hand. What the fuck is you doing, man? You was talking real, real reckless about my peoples, man. LeBron is my peoples. I know you was popping shit, but you need to calm down with all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's my son. You know what I'm saying? That is my motherfucking son. You know what I'm saying? Stop talking shit about my motherfucking son. I took that motherfucker's crown right the fuck up off his bald head like what? You know what I'm saying? But you wildin' bringing broom, plungers and all that shit to the arenas and all that shit. I heard the NBA was like, yo, motherfucker, don't come up in here with the brooms, plungers. I'm glad they told you. I ain't have to tell you to your fucking face. Big nose, goofy looking motherfucker, man. But yo, rap, yo, call me back, man. I'm trying to get into the movie business while shit is popping. You know, we got these rings and things, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to let the, trying to get in this movie business while things is hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know, make some real life NBA hood shit. Feel me? Like Menace to Society type shit, but NBA type shit. But like Boys in the Hood style. Feel me? Let me know if you got any ideas or like cameras and shit. You need cameras, right? Holler at me, man. Like, you know, let me know what's going on. I know you're doing your thing out there. I see you doing your thing. But yo, leave my son alone. That's my son. You know what I'm saying? That is my motherfucking son. You know what I'm saying? But yo, rap, hit me though, man. Let me know how we can do this movie shit, man. I'm trying to make some movies this off season. I'm trying to get shit popping out here. You know what I'm saying? E-40. We can't even go to this parade. Wilding out now, smoking the whole way there. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers see me on TV smoking my little cigars and shit the other day. That was a motherfucking blunt. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh, what's a cigar? What's a cigar? They're asking me what's in my motherfucking cigar. I made up some corny shit about being last year's cigar, my friend. What the fuck is you talking about? Worrying about what I'm smoking, man. Anyway, yo, holler at me, man. Yo, hit me back, rap. For real, I'm trying to get, like, reality shows or some shit this summer, man. You know, we champs and shit. You know what I'm saying? This corny motherfucker Draymond wants to do like a reality show. I said, motherfucker, fuck up off my dick. KD acting like this is his fucking team now. Motherfucker, I said, motherfucker, you know what it is. You know what's good. Make me smack some motherfucking waves in his hair. Ha! Yo, hit me though, rap. Yo, I'll talk to you soon, man. Yo, but good looking out, but yo, chill with all that old bullshit with your plungers and your motherfucking brooms and all that old wild shit. Hold your head. Alright? Yo, I'm making a motherfucker. I said I'm making more calls. I'm making this my motherfucking corner, bitch. Then what's the number to this payphone? You don't even know the number to the payphone. Fuck up out of here, bitch. What you want to do?
Alright, we're back. This is the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. That was Bizarro Steph Curry. Parade Day in the Bay. So tried to make a bet with you the last Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast. You didn't want to make the bet because you knew it was inevitably coming.
I need one more game.
Please let me finish, and then I would love for you to take the floor and talk.
All right.
I just like to get some things off. Excuse me?
My fault. Go ahead.
Oh, no worries. I'll give you the floor. As you may or may not know, again, I don't know who's listening, how you listen, if you follow me on social media or not. Either way, I don't care. But if you do listen to this podcast, I suggest that you follow me and G Monetti on social media because we do some shows in between the shows. I think a lot of you do, but I know everybody doesn't. But for Game 5 of the NBA Finals, I brought a plunger to Oakland for the game because I knew that Cleveland was going to resist and, you know, and fight back because it's a good team. They're a gallant team. They are the champions. So the plunger was to help Golden State pump it through, drain the fucking swamp and pump it through so we could flush those cocksuckers in the toilet, okay? Send them right the fuck back to Cleveland, okay? Right in the fucking sewage where the fuck they belong. And lo and behold, they did. They did. We don't need to go over what happened in the game, but Golden State cracked that ass real proper. It was what they call, Gerald, a gentleman's sweep. You know, and I'm kind of glad, in hindsight, that it took five games because LeBron's legacy and reputation would be tarnished forever had he lost four games straight on the biggest stage that the NBA has, the NBA Finals. So a gentleman's sweep is actually more appropriate. He got stuffed. He got plunged. And the Cleveland Cavaliers got flushed down the fucking drains in Oakland and sent right the fuck back to the land. So now there's no defend the land. There's no believe land. What the fuck are you defending? What the fuck are you defending? It's over, you fucks. It's over. The plunger will wind up in the Basketball Hall of Fame. The broom is back where it belongs with me here in L.A. It's under lock and key. I had to FedEx the fucking broom back. It wound up here safe and sound. And I don't know what to say. I do know that I offered to make a bet with Gerald. I said, would you get a Steph Curry tramp stamp right above your ass? No.
Fuck no.
I said, would you shave your eyebrows? No.
Hell no.
Right. I tried to make all these different bets. You didn't take anything. You didn't take me about anything. But I want to tell you this. A friend of ours who works in the NBA, my man Jay, unprompted. I never met him before. He introduced himself. Big fan of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. He came over to me, Miles Davis, and Jordan Winter, the producer extraordinaire team of the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast. They're also known as the Dust Brothers. And he said, amongst other compliments about the show, he said, your guy, Moody, this is our quote, your guy, Moody, is not really good at the predictions since the Trump thing, huh? He said, Trump thing, huh? Like he asked a question. Your guy, Moody, hasn't been really good with the predictions since the Trump thing, huh? And I had to tell him the truth. Now, I didn't feel like I was betraying you because as it was coming out of my mouth, I knew I was going to tell this to you, right to your face. Yeah. And I said, no, he doesn't know what the fuck is going on. I told that to Jay from the NBA, and I said, Jay, he's born and raised in New York, Brooklyn, Brownsville, Brooklyn, to be exact. And in the 90s, he abandoned the rough, rugged, and raw 90s New York Knicks teams to become a full-time Michael Jordan jersey and Michael Jordan short wearing Chicago Bulls fan. And the fact that they're about to lose, he doesn't know what that's like. He's all fucked up in the game and he's very confused right now. And Jay said, I understand. That being said, I pontificated about this for a long time. I'm going to let you have the floor now, Mr. Moody.
Yes. I was wrong, of course. They got one game. And everybody's happy for KD, but I'm not, because when Isaiah was busting ass and he couldn't get over the Celtics, and he was limping around out there. He didn't go back into Detroit's locker room and say to Mark Aguirre and to AD, listen, we can't get it done. We're not good.
We just can't do it.
When the going gets rough, I'm going to go to the Lakers because I couldn't beat them. He didn't desert his team and go to the team that beat him. So I think KD's trophy is tainted because you didn't stick it out and you didn't get over the hump. You went to the best team in the history, basically, of the league, and you won a championship. And my position on that is, so what?
Okay, anything else?
You cheated, and LeBron is a way better player than you, and they should give you a brush as a consolation prize to comb your fucking hair.
Ah, yes, I agree with you on that. we could go back and forth on this all day. This will be remembered as the dethronement series of 2017. There is no more kings. We've talked about this until the chickens came.
Come to roost.
Chickens came to roost. We could talk about this until the chickens come to roost. The fact of the matter is LeBron is known as a guy who makes all the people around him better, but he didn't make them better enough. They said he was the best player in the series. I think he was the best loser in the series. I don't know what more to say. I'll say it. Everybody agrees. Kevin Durant, I said it in the beginning of the series. I actually had a moment with Kevin Durant after the finals on the court, about 45 minutes after the game, is doing press. And I told him, I said, I talk shit. At first, I didn't support the decision, but I'm glad you did it. You knew what you were doing, and I'm glad you bust their fucking asses. And he smiled, he gave me a pound, and I said, I'm so glad. This is verbatim. I said, I'm so glad you bust their fucking asses.
You had to go to this fucking team with all the all-stars.
I'm not going to sit here and talk about the great Russell Westbrook, but, you know, if you listen to the way the reporters talk about, you know, what it's like to play with Russell Westbrook, there is some in-between-the-line shit. Russell Westbrook is great. He's a one-man band. He didn't want to do it. Why the fuck would anyone want to go to Boston? That was his second choice. That's who he met with. He decided to go to Golden State. Great idea. He wanted to play with guys that are friendly. He wanted to play with guys that are good spirited. He wanted to play with guys that are unselfish. He wanted to play with guys that don't need to be told to pass the ball. They don't need to learn how to play team basketball. He went to the Golden State Warriors. And once again, we have such a short memory with all this shit. LeBron James started this bullshit. And now, until the fucking next season, he's going to be plotting and planning and texting and trying to figure out how to trump this. And you got fucked, LeBron. You got fucked, LeBron.
All right.
And you know what? You know what's one thing that's funny?
Wait.
Let me say one thing that's funny. A lot of people on social media have been like, it took 3 All-Stars, 1 Defensive Player of the Year, 2 MVP winners, and this all to be the 32-year-old LeBron James. As if this motherfucker is playing by himself, as if Kyrie Irving is a slouch, as if Kevin Love is a slouch, as if J.R. Smith is a slouch, like he's out there playing by himself, as if Tristan Thompson won't be an all-star in the next year or two. They got their ass kicked. He fucked up the NBA. He fucked up the climate of the NBA, and that's why you saw the infamous video with me and my man Rasheed Wallace talking shit.
Oh, okay. But you said he lost. You said KD, he went to a team. But LeBron didn't go to the San Antonio Spurs, the team that beat him in the fucking finals. He didn't do that. That's what I'm talking about. If you're going to go to another team, that's fine. But the optics of going to the best team, of course you won the championship. That ain't shit. But if you go to another team and you carry these motherfuckers to the finals, you are way better than going to a 73-win team, which is one of the best teams in history, and you win a championship. That's to be expected by adding you. So this is no big splash. LeBron is miles ahead of that motherfucker, man. And LeBron is doing everything. He's averaging a triple-double. He's carrying motherfuckers. What more can this cat do?
Yeah, so, a little bit more. Apparently, he could do a little bit fucking
nobody
more.
Nobody averaged a triple-double.
And you act
nobody.
Like the Miami Heat were slouches. How soon we forget? Chris Bosh was a fucking perennial all-star when he went to Miami. D-Wade was like the top two or three players in the league while he was in Miami. In his prime. He was in his fucking prime. He did the same thing. And then LeBron, in perfect LeBron James fashion. And you
said the same thing.
In perfect LeBron James fashion, right after the game, they asked him about the super teams and the super team culture. And this fucking guy had the fucking balls big enough to say, I don't think I ever played on a super team. Faking jacks. You jack faking ass motherfucker.
I agree with him. I fucking agree with him. You got some bullshit. You see, your man, LeBron never went to the team that beat him the year before.
What difference if it went to the team or made another team? What are you talking about? Miami won the title in 2012.
But they didn't beat Cleveland.
It doesn't matter where he went. He wanted to go there.
Of course that matters.
Come on, man.
Of course that. What KD did is worse.
All right.
How you don't say that?
He went to the team. It is worse.
But he just was doing exactly.
This guy fucked up the NBA.
Okay.
And he's inspiring the next generation of kids that come into the NBA to do the same bullshit. And that's what's going to happen until somebody comes in and washes it away. He fucked up the NBA. He fucked up the NBA. He fucked up the climate of the NBA. He fucked up what it means to get over the hump. He fucked up what it means to win a championship on your own merit. LeBron James did that. And Kevin Durant followed suit, and I'm glad they bust their ass, and I'm glad that Cleveland is fucked, and I'm glad that all their like six of their bench players are over the hill. I'm glad. I'm fucking glad. Fuck them. The king is dethroned. He got fucked.
He's coming back. He'll be back.
The king is dethroned.
Where's he going?
He got zip tied. He got stuffed. And he got fucked. And then they flushed him down the toilet. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. We're done. We're done with NBA talk for now. Unless you have some final points and some new takes on it. I just gave you a new take. I said he got zip-tied, cooked, and fucked. I don't know what you're going to say.
I have a few. Just one thing. At least he didn't go to the team that he couldn't beat. At least.
His Cleveland Cavaliers, before he went to Miami, they couldn't beat Miami.
Not in the playoffs. They weren't up 3-1. When the going gets rough, go to the Warriors. Fuck you.
No. You, how soon we forget. It's sad. It's sad. It's over. The party's over. It's sad. Moving on, it's another sad day in sports. The official announcement of the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather. I should put Floyd first. Let me say that again. The Floyd Mayweather Conor McGregor pillow fight has been announced for August 26th. It's going down for real. August 26th. There's going to be a live pay-per-view pillow fight between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. Sorry. Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor. Because Floyd goes ahead of you, you fuck. Floyd will always go ahead of you in boxing. I had another argument today, Gerald.
Uh-huh.
With somebody. I swear to God, this is a conversation. He goes, if they had a real fight, Conor would kill them. I said to him, listen, I've known you for 15 years. I'm considering not being friends with you because you sound dumb.
Yeah.
On August 26th, they're getting paid to have a boxing match. They're not getting paid to have an MMA fight. They're not getting paid to have a 100-yard dash. They're not getting paid to play ping pong or swim. They're getting paid to box. All this theoretical shit. Well, he'd beat him in a real fight. Shut the fuck up. I told my friend this. I said, shut the fuck up. You sound dumb.
They don't know what boxing is. They think, this is going to be embarrassing. This Conor McGregor probably thinks he's going to just get in the ring and yoke him up. You're not going to be able to touch this dude. This is a supreme boxer. You're going to be made to look stupid, and you probably won't even land any punches.
Exactly. This is not, and I'm going to tell you right now, G, there's not going to be any knockouts. You never predict Floyd Mayweather to knock him out. So my friend was like, well, if he goes 12 rounds, that's a win. I go, Floyd always goes 12 rounds.
Right.
Like, he hasn't knocked anybody out in years. That's never been his thing. He's not Mike Tyson. Right. He's not like a heavy-handed puncher. Even in his prime, he wasn't a knockout guy. He was just a beater, a dismantler.
Hit and not be hit.
Yeah, he's going to hit and not get hit, and he's going to really hit and not get hit. And Conor McGregor's not going to get knocked out. He's not going to he might get, you know, a couple of flash knockdowns. Conor McGregor's a tough guy. This won't be the toughest fight he's ever been in, by far, in terms of physical beating. Right. But as far as a boxing, he's going to lose. He's going to lose. My prediction is 11 rounds to one, and the one round might be, like, early because Floyd lets him do it, because Floyd's going to feel guilty at some point. He's going to know, I'm a money-grubbing cocksucker. I've tricked people into spending their money to watch this. I am making I'm making a public pledge right now, Gerald. I refuse. If I have to bum off of somebody, I'll do it. I refuse to pay any of my hard-earned money on this fight. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't support it. I'm going to watch it, and I'm actually going to be in Vegas for the Big Three. The same day, August 26th, the Big Three Championship, the three-on-three basketball championships, the league is having their championship that same day in Vegas. Mark my words that the Big Three will be more competitive, more physical, and more threat of actual violence than the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather pillow fight the same day.
Yeah, I think so. I think this Floyd Mayweather's been boxing since he was a kid. A boxing family. This is going to be an embarrassment, man. And this Conor McGregor, you think you could take a world-class boxer just because you want some brolic shit? But this is boxing rules. This ain't street shit. You're going to do all that shit, and you're not going to be able to hit this guy, and you're going to be getting peppered with punches. Then you're going to start bleeding, and they may just stop it.
I don't think it'll get stopped. I don't think it'll get stopped. I really don't. I just don't. I don't think it'll get stopped. I would love to see it get stopped. I just don't think that Floyd is like that. And I think that this dude can take a punch. It might get stopped, but I just don't see it getting stopped. But he's gonna look. It's gonna be one of these things. And I'm gonna tell you right now, because let's stay focused, people. The hype is gonna be the most well-tuned hype ever. Because Conor McGregor talks good shit. I am a shit-talking connoisseur. I totally respect Conor McGregor as a shit-talker. I totally respect Conor McGregor as a UFC dude. His fights with my man Nate Diaz of the fucking Diaz brothers were incredible. I know what it is. I watch both sports. Very well aware of the dopeness and the tenacity. I've been following Conor McGregor for a good long time, not since the beginning of his career. He's an ass kicker. He's all that shit. This is boxing. That being said, this is going to be an embarrassment. But stay focused, people, because the hype will be great, because Conor McGregor will talk such good shit. And there's the racial undertones are going to be, they're going to be palpable, because he's white. He's an Irishman. There's a lot of Irish Americans in this country. All of Ireland's going to be here. Historically, there's going to be racial undertones to this. Okay?
Not from us.
I agree.
Not from black people. We know what's going to happen.
But I'm just saying for the fans, because you know there's going to be like, well what if? Well, maybe it's going to be that same sort of sick thing where they were like, well, what if Trump wins? You know, he's not a normal politician. Well, what do you think about that? Maybe he can fix things.
That bullshit.
That kind of shadow of a doubt, sick sort of erotica. Well, don't be fooled, people.
I agree. Do not be fucking fooled.
Yeah. Enjoy the promotion. It's going to be good because Floyd, we know what he does with the shit talking. And usually both of these guys, when they're promoting a fight, they're overwhelming to their opponent in terms of the shit talking. But this is going to be great. The press conferences, the whatever it's going to be, Real Sports or the HBO 24/7s or whatever the fucking kind of buildup they're going to be doing, it's going to be great. Don't be fucking fooled into thinking that it's not going to be an 11-0 or 12-0 wash, easy fight. It's going to make Manny Pacquiao, Mayweather, look like a thriller in Manila. It's going to make that fight look like Hagler-Hearns. I guarantee you Conor McGregor's going to come out. He's going to try to charge him and all that shit.
And yeah, guaranteed. And then it's going to be mad uppercuts. He's not going to be there. This is boxing.
He's going to kick his fucking ass in a boxing match, and that's going to be the end of it. And it's going to be great, but I will not spend my money. I will, in fact, though, be in Vegas for the Big Three championship weekend, and those games are going to be competitive, ferocious, and the threat of violence will be more palpable than what will actually happen in the actual ring when these two guys actually fight. Stick man down. I want to apologize about never giving one of the great stick men of all time his due while he was alive. And yet again, Gerald, we said it earlier this year, we need to celebrate these people when they're alive. We need to, before they pass. And it doesn't just happen to do with the artist. A great coxman, fantastic stick man. They called him the caped, crusading coxman. The great Adam West passed away, 88, lived a long life. The original Batman, the caped, crusading coxman. He was a fantastic stick man. In his time. And I never gave him the credit. And I feel bad about it because I know that the I Am Rapport Serial podcast is the sort of the tentpole for all things in the cockman, stickman community. The man banged, slept, bedded 8 women in one night. It happened more than once. He was Batman when there was no other Batman. There was no Superman. He was Batman. He talked about, you know, this is prehistoric. It wasn't the fancy suit that you see now in the Batman movies and the Hulk movies and the Superman and the Iron Mask. It's all high tech. It's Velcro. He had to literally unfold the loaf, pull it out in that Batman costume that was prehistoric. There was real belts. There was leather. There was rubber. Uh-huh. The man was unstoppable once he put on the mask. So stick man down. Miles, I would like to play a nice, smooth, slow, but funky beat in memory of the great Adam West, who passed away at 88, the original Batman, and again, just one of the great stick men of all time. All right, we're back. Thanks for that little 30-second interlude of respect and sexuality for the great Adam West. What's going on, Monetti? What else is going on? We talked about this ICE thing and arresting gang members. 39 gang members of this really bad gang, MS-13, in New York City were arrested. I can't believe they got these fucking guys in New York City, man.
Yeah. They're all over, man. I don't know. Like I said, how the fuck you going to be an illegal alien in a gang?
You got nerve. Like, what happened to coming over? Like, if you sneak over here and you're trying to make your way in America and then you're doing that, lock them the fuck up and ship them right the fuck back. They should just, you know what they should do? They should literally put them in duffel bags and toss them right the fuck over a border. Like, they shouldn't get treated with any, like, they get plane rides and all that shit. Duffel bag these motherfuckers. You come to this country and you're doing bad things to people. I wanted to say also, the other day we said the big announcement, we have a big announcement of the show, was going to be June 16th. It's actually going to be on June, we don't fact check at the Iron Rapport. 19th, June 19th, We're doing a big announcement of the show, bigger and better things in the works. You know, we've been doing the damn thing. I want to thank some people at Play.it who have supported us for the last 2 years. Tremendous support from Play.it. Emily, Craig, Regina, Patrick, Seth, Brian, Corey, Elizabeth, Joe, Adam, Andy, and Andy, and all the people there that have been supporting us.
Yeah, all of them.
We couldn't be more grateful to push and get the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast where it is now. And we got a whole lot of mo. A whole lot of mo. What else is going on, Monetti?
I'm walking around New York. I'm in Brooklyn, Harlem.
Yes.
And people say they're from New York, but I don't hear no fucking accents.
Yep. Explain. That's the skinny genification of New York accents.
Yeah. And it's like, everything is like, hi. Or, you know, it's just like, I'm not used to shit like that. And they look at me like I'm a fossil.
Yeah, like you're a fucking relic. Like you're like some old Jew speaking with a Russian brogue.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm from New York. This is how you know we sound. I don't know what you know how you sound. But a lot of these motherfuckers ain't from New York. They claiming it, and I could tell just by listening.
No, but also, because of hip hop, a lot of New Yorkers don't have New York accents anymore. The young kids.
Damn.
Because, you know, hip-hop is sort of centralized now.
Right, right.
You know, there's not that sound. Like, you know, when hip-hop was in its essence, like the L.A., Oakland, Too Short, N.W.A., Ice-T sound, that shit was dope. Snoop, that shit was dope. You knew it was from a different place. Obviously, New York had their sound. And then Houston, Ghetto Boys and those dudes, and Scarface, they had their sound. And it was dope.
Right.
All that shit was dope. And Atlanta, when they started doing their shit, they had their
Outkast
sound, their twang, their slang, all their little vocab. You know, and Master P in New Orleans, they had their shit. And even Luke and everybody from Florida that started doing their thing. And then Common had his sound and his accent and his flavor. Now everything is like centralized. It's like the beats are the same, the slang is the same, and the shit is trash.
Yeah.
Not all of
absolutely.
It. I don't want to say this shit is trash because it's not all trash. I just get upset. It's not all trash. There's a lot of dope, young, talented motherfuckers doing their thing. I shouldn't say it's all trash because it's not all trash.
Yeah.
And that's because it's not true. It's not true.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not all trash. And it's just not fair to say that. You can't say that it's all trash because there's a lot of motherfuckers that are talented. It's just the sound, man. You know, and everybody's like, I'm representing where I'm from, but you sound like you could be from wherever, and you sound like you're from fucking, you know, wherever. Like, everybody sounds the same. The beats are the same. You know, Timbaland and Pharrell had their shit down south, and Outkast, they had their shit, and Missy Elliott, they brought their shit. Even, like, New York, it was like, you know, like, the Brooklyn dudes had their flavor, and then the Bronx dudes had their shit, and Queens had their style. And then, it started, and now everybody's the same shit.
Yeah, looking at me like I'm a fucking relic. I'm from New York, man.
Yeah,
that's
you're
how
like some old fucking Jewish guy with a Yiddish accent. Please cue the sick fuck of the week music.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the door?
You what?
You fucked the door?
Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What sick fuck?
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned?
Not given. You did. What? No. No.
No.
No! This is the sick fuck of the week. This is a real sicko. It's a little refreshing, sad situation here. I was on the fringe about playing this because the sick fuck of the week is somebody that has that certain je ne sais quoi, that certain something that separates them. And I'm not making light of this because this was a death. A Texas woman killed her boyfriend. She was so enraged. She shot him multiple times and stabbed him. And she said while she was doing it, she was thinking, what an asshole. What a jerk. Being an asshole and being a jerk could get you killed these days.
Oh, man.
Watch your fucking self, people. Find out who you're bedding down with. Find out who you're falling in love with. Find out who you think is dope. Find out who you think is, like, you know, on and popping. Watch who you fucking slot up in the DMs with. You never fucking know. Yeah. Another sick fuck of the week. A Long Island nanny. This is another woman. I believe she was an immigrant. I believe. She is arrested for slapping repeatedly the face of a crying 2-week-old baby. Lock her the fuck
Damn.
Up.
Oh,
Send her right the fuck back where she came from.
Yeah.
A 2-week-old baby. This is a nanny.
Yeah.
How could you do
you
that?
Cameras.
A tiny little baby. How could you do that? You sick fuck. You sick animal. And these are two women. This is a rarity. This is a rarity for the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast because two women are the sole sick fucks of the week. Unless, G. Monetti, you have a third sick fuck of the week. It would be great if you had a third sick fuck of the week that was a woman, do you?
I don't have any.
Okay. Oh, well, then I have a third sick fuck of the week.
All right.
Again, this is an award that is earned, not giving. This is an award that is earned, not given. A guy in Maine, we had some problem with the city hall, the court. I don't know what the fuck his problem was. He needed to request a request form for aid. Something. And it wasn't like a major thing. So he brought to the court a bag of bed bugs and unleashed them in the courthouse. This is a sick fuck. Creative, but a sick fuck nonetheless.
Yeah. Jeez.
What else is popping, Mr. Monetti?
I want to shout out Pittsburgh Penguins for winning the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
And my man Trevor Daly, he's a player on the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
He got two chips.
Yeah.
Give him a shout out.
Okay.
And hopefully the Rangers could do their thing, but Pittsburgh Penguins was doing it.
Yeah, next year is going to be fun with you because you get to follow the NHL for the first time throughout the whole season, which will be good. We need some on-the-ground NHL sort of eyes, and I think you could be the guy if you put some time into it. Yo, did you hear about this? I don't know what happened, but the show The Bachelor, which is a spinoff of The Bachelorette and The Bachelor The Bachelor, it's called The Bachelor in Paradise. Now, right. I seen this chick on the Bachelor last season. This chick, Kareen, from The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. She was mouthy. She was real kind of sexual. Now, I don't know the legalities of it, and I don't want to make any light of it. She is a blonde-haired white girl, very flirty. And there has been accusations of a black guy from The Bachelor in Paradise who is now being looked at for possible sexual assault.
Of course.
Hold your head, Duke. Apparently there's cameras involved, so they're going to get to the bottom of it. I hope he didn't do anything inappropriate. If he does, they need to deal with him appropriately, but he may not have. This is what goes down. Sometimes people lose their head. Gerald Moody, they call him G. Moody, always ready, G. Monetti.
That's for sure.
He has diagnosed a disease that the good people at the Harvard Medical Institute have been reaching out about, writing documents and papers and certifying this disease. G. Monetti, please explain to the new listeners, because there's new listeners of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast all the fucking time. Please explain this disease.
Yeah. It's called white girl syndrome.
And what happens with this?
When a brother loses his mind just to be in the comforts of a white girl.
Okay, white girl syndrome. And
this guy should know better, and he will be gone. They will blame him, rape, sexual assault. I don't understand. These guys don't know the history. Like, you think shit is sweet? You're always going to be charged with rape.
Yes. I agree. You got to be careful. You got to be.
You
got to
be careful. You can't be fucking frolicking around in a pool with that, and she's drunk.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man.
You think shit is sweet? Shit is not sweet. The poster boy of White Girl Syndrome is of course, O.J. Simpson. Yeah, that's when things went terribly wrong. Monetti, going back, not going too far into the finals. Game five, Tristan Thompson tried to man up to David West. That could have went terribly wrong for Tristan Thompson, who I like as a player, and I think he is a true part of the Big Four, although that wasn't a good matchup series for him. David West is on that no-fly list. Tristan, don't let your girl put a battery in your back and get you fucked up in front of the whole family, because you don't want that shit with David West. I had the pleasure of interviewing him on the Iron Rapport Stereo podcast, and I said to him, you have always given me the impression, and I didn't know this, it was confirmed, but I actually, you said this to me, Gerald. You said, David West looks like he could smack fire out somebody's ass. You said this about 10 years ago when he was playing, and I looked at him, I said, that's a very good analysis. See, when we're analyzing basketball, we're not doing all that data and stats. We're looking at the stat between the stat, which is, can that guy smack fire out that ass? And David West is on that. They keep him on the no-fly list. There's a short list of people. I mean, it was confirmed because I was watching the game with Caron Butler, who's also on that no-fly list, and Kenyon Martin, who happens to also be on that no-fly list. And they confirmed that, yes, David West is very much at the top of the no-fly list. So did Rex Chapman, who I had the pleasure of watching the game with. But I wanted to just tell Tristan Thompson, like, you that's not the guy you want to try to, muscle up.
Don't let your girl gas you, man.
Not with David West. Try it with somebody else. There's other dudes that you could try to establish yourself as a goon, a legitimate tough guy with. David West is not one of them. He's got that disposition that he will, in fact, smack fire out your ass. You got anything else, Monetti?
Nothing else, man.
All right, listen, we're having a fucking fire sale of first edition Buttersoft Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. Okay, everything must fucking go. Some of these designs will be gone forever. So make sure you get yours while you can. The promo code is Butter. It's a motherfucking fire sale on first edition Buttersoft Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. Go to districtlines.com/IamRapport. I'm not going to ever sell you some bullshit. Okay? The t-shirts are butter soft. The more you wash them, the softer they get. Okay? Go to districtlines.com/IamRapport. Again, we got a nice announcement coming Monday, June 19th. Our next episode will be Monday, June 20th. Always ready, G. Monetti. Michael Rapport. They call me the Gringo Mandingo. White Mike, Mr. White Folks. And people still call me Bird. We're done. This is the Disco 2. The producers are the Dust Brothers. We're going to get out of here on some moody beat funk. He makes all the beats. That's it. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. We done.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.